Welcome to Revealing Jesus. Are you hungry to learn more about our beautiful Savior Jesus? I am your host, Christina Pereira, lover of Jesus, apostolic leader, licensed and ordained minister, author, podcaster, and kingdom party planner. Did you know that the Bible declares that grace and peace are multiplied to us in the knowledge of Jesus? And that simply means the more we learn about our beautiful Savior, the more we will experience all He died to give us. Join me for all things the King and His Kingdom, including revelatory teaching, interviews with fivefold ministers, media leaders, authors, and more. Come discover the beauty of God displayed all across the body of Christ. Together, we are revealing more of Jesus to a hurting world today.
Trust in the simplicity of faith, the simplicity of the gospel, the simplicity of the finished work of Jesus. It's all by faith, by grace through faith. We receive again and again and again of the abundance of Jesus. Freely we have received, freely we give.
But before we get started, I want to give a quick shout out to our Christina Pereira Ministry sponsors who help support the mission to unite the body of Christ and fulfill the Great Commission with love. A big shout out to Gopher Ministries, who provides all of our equipment for our gospel events. Davis Financial Services, who does all of our financial accounting. Harvest Family Network, through which I am licensed and ordained. And Life Changing Productions, who helps put together evangelistic events to reach our city for Jesus. If you or your organization are interested in becoming a CPM sponsor, you can find out more information on our website at christinapereira.org. Do you have a loved one special occasion coming up and don't know what to get them? Well, now you can sponsor an episode of Revealing Jesus in their name. And you can give them a special dedication message read on air. It makes a great gift. To find out more information, just go to christinapereira.org/podcast.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode of Revealing Jesus with Christina Pereira. I am your host, Christina, and I'm so excited to have you with me here today. I hope and I pray that you are doing well right where you are and enjoying the continuously flowing favor of grace pouring from our beautiful Savior and Father in heaven. I've got a great show for you today. Today, we're going to do some teaching. It's called Partakers with a Purpose. And I'm so thankful that Jesus died to not only get us into heaven, but get heaven into us. And the Bible says that when the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, He empowered believers to not just do witnessing, but be His witnesses to the power of His resurrection. And I love that the Apostle Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and preached who Jesus is, and 3,000 people were saved that day. So I'm excited. I want to share this word with you and encourage you that you are not just called into this life of being a child of God to be a spectator to the power of God. You are created to be a partaker of the power of God. That is revolutionary. The Bible says that Christ within us, the hope of glory, that God has revealed this glorious mystery to the Gentiles, that Christ is now abiding within us. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, we don't just testify in word, we testify in deed of the power of the resurrection of Jesus. So I'm excited to release this to you guys today. I'm so thankful for all that God did. You know, we had this incredible invitation to walk with God in the beginning of time, in the garden, in the cool of the day. We walked with Him, but now we walk with Him and we walk in Him and He walks in us. And so He not only restored back to the original intent that we should multiply and we should take dominion over the earth, making it look more like heaven than hell. And now we walk in him and he walks in us. How amazing is it? When God restores, he doesn't just take it back to the original intent, but he takes it forward. Isn't it amazing? He is so good that we couldn't even grasp being in God and God being in us. That's incredible. So incredible. So I want to share this teaching with you guys today because truly, because of what Jesus has done, you are invited into an incredible life. Okay. So this is Partakers with a Purpose. Are you ready? Here we go. The wave of God's people. Many years ago, I saw this incredible picture or vision of the wave of God that is coming upon the earth, that is now. Ever since January, every time I closed my eyes, I would just see this wave just crashing over me, crashing over me, crashing over me in my time in worship with Jesus. And I'm so excited because back then I saw what was coming, but it is here now. It is here now as of January 1st, 2024. And so I saw this wave back in like 2018, 2019, and I prophesied about it in one of my spiritual papa's churches that night. And what I saw came out of the heart of God for his people, longing for what we know is ours in Jesus. And so this is what I saw. I saw a vision of the wave of God coming in power. And as this wave crested, it made a fist of all five fingers with the apostolic covering it like a fist. And it represented the power of God. It represented the apostolic, the prophetic, the evangelistic, the pastor, and the teacher. This wave is made of the people of God coming in power and authority and the glory of God himself. This is significant. This is greater than any single office, bigger than any denomination, bigger than any specific person. It's a wave of the people of God reaching the four corners of the earth with the glory and knowledge of God. I watched as this wave flooded the streets and told people about the goodness of Jesus and his finished work. I watched as bodies were healed. I watched as hearts were touched with the love of God. And I watched as people received good they did not deserve. I watched as deliverance took place in unprecedented ways. And the glory of God descended upon the common places that we tread. This is what I saw. The result is that the Lord Jesus became famous for his mercy, healing, goodness. As I said, it's not about one specific person other than Jesus. And Jesus himself says, if I be exalted, I will draw all men to myself. Beloved, Jesus is strong enough to draw all men to himself, but he loves to partner with us. He loves it. He loves it. He's called us into this relationship with him, just like he did back in the garden. And he proudly uses those whom he chooses. It's not up to us who he chooses. We have no say in it, but we just go with it. And so as the grace and mercy of Jesus is proclaimed, he's healing our legs and strengthening us so that we can walk beside him, with him, him in us and us in him, where we are so saturated in the glory that people can't tell where we end and he begins and we end. That's what we were created the glory with him. There are various gifts, but one spirit. This is 1 Corinthians 12:4-12. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given the spirit of a message of wisdom. To another is given the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. And to another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing that come by one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And still, to another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit. And he distributes to each one as he determines. That is 1 Corinthians 12:4-12 NIV. Guys, we don't get to decide how God distributes, but I will tell you this. The fire and the anointing always falls on yielded, surrendered lives. He can't resist it. The power of God always flows to the weak and the foolish things of the world that he might confound the wise. I'm so thankful. And so I love what Jesus says. He says, if you do not become like a little child, you will not see the kingdom. So how do we become like a little child? Trust in the simplicity of faith, the simplicity of the gospel, the simplicity of the finished work of Jesus. It's all by faith, by grace through faith. We receive again and again and again of the abundance of Jesus. Freely we have received, freely we give. All right, let's take a look at the third chapter of Acts and how it's a sign and a wonder to the unbelieving nation of Israel. And through it, we learn that freely demonstrating mercy and grace, empowered by the Holy Spirit, to testify to the truth of Jesus' resurrection. This is Acts 3:1-10 NIV. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 PM. Now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. And Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave him his attention, expecting to get something from him. Then Peter says, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising the Lord. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what happened to him. That's Acts 3:1-10 NIV. First, I want to point this out, that the lame man was lame in his feet. He sat at the temple gate, Beautiful. We enter the temple of God and come into the presence of God through the gate of the beautiful Son. Many people think it's weird that I call him Beautiful, but I truly tell you this, if you get a glimpse, just one glimpse of who he is, the majesty, the glory, the humility, the wisdom, the kindness, the generosity of the Son of God, you'll never call him anything but beautiful ever again. because that's who he is. The root word here for money, which was commonly translated as alms, comes from the word elos, which can be translated as covenant, loyalty, and covenant love. More than 170 times throughout the Old Testament, it's defined as mercy, such as loyalty to God's covenant. Peter said, money I do not have, but I do have mercy in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The new covenant of grace. Peter, a true Jew by birth, had received mercy from the Lord Jesus Christ through the new covenant that had strengthened his walk with God. Peter, now through the power of the Holy Spirit poured out on the day of Pentecost, healed the man sitting at the temple gate beautiful, restoring his leg strength and testifying to faith in the name of Jesus. So what have you received under the new covenant of grace? What have you received from the Lord that you can now give away? Because truly, in the kingdom, it works through multiplication. I love to put it this way. What we give away, we get back. And the most amazing thing is the more we give away, the more we get back. And it works with everything. It works with money. It works with revelation. It works with gifts, using your gifts. Jesus says it this way, he who gives, more will be given to him. Grace imparts God's righteousness. Peter received the righteousness and the gift of the Holy Spirit that only comes through faith in the work of the name of Jesus, not the former religious law keeping based on the Mosaic law. Keep in mind, Peter is a Jew by birth. He was taught from an early age that if he obeyed the law, he would be righteous. And yet we see Peter, because sin that dwelt in all of our flesh is stirred by the law. We can never receive that. The law is perfect. But because sin dwells in our flesh, we can never satisfy its demands. Before the crucifixion, Peter had boasted in his love for the Lord. And we all know what happened. The Bible says that before the rooster crowed three times, Peter denied Jesus, the one he professed to love unto death. But the mercy of God's new covenant of grace restored Peter in spite of his failings. You see, we cannot keep the commandments in our own strength, including the greatest commandment, which is to love the Lord your God with all your heart. But thanks be to God, our beautiful Savior Jesus fulfilled the law on our behalf. God himself has loved us with all his heart, all his might, and all his strength. And I want to say this. There is only one righteousness, and it is God's righteousness. And it only comes by faith, not by works, by faith in grace, in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself up for us. Mercy and grace testify of Jesus. Under the new covenant of grace, God has established Jesus as our abundant supply and given us the Holy Spirit to make known all things that are ours in Christ. Also, the Holy Spirit demonstrates the resurrection power of Jesus. Let's continue reading in Acts 3 and see how Peter goes on to testify of Jesus to all those who marvel and wonder at the miracle that just happened in front of them. This is Acts 3:11-16 NIV. While the man held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he said to them, "Fellow Israelites, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare? Why do you stare at us as if we did this by our own power or godliness? We had made this man walk. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob," this is Acts 3:11-16 NIV. "While the man held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and amazed and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he said to them, 'Fellow Israelites, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or our own godliness we made this man walk?' The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed. You disowned him before Pilate, though he had decided to let him go. You disowned the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. And we are witnesses of this. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is in Jesus' name and faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can all see. That is Acts 3:11-16, NIV. Peter testifies that faith in Jesus' name has healed his feet and brought him to rejoicing. Receiving grace we do not deserve will always lead us to repentance and our thinking about God first. And it also leads us into true worship that glorifies the Son and his work. God's goodness changes minds. Peter goes on to encourage his fellow Israelites that if they change the way that they're thinking about God and receive the gift of righteousness that only comes through the power of the new covenant, that only comes through the finished work of Jesus, as a gift, might I add, that they will find faith in Jesus in the new covenant and times of refreshing will come. You see, repentance unto the grace of God and unto the exaltation of Jesus always ushers in revival. This is Acts 3:17-26, NIV. Now, fellow Israelites, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders. But this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, saying that his Messiah would suffer. Repent then and turn to God that your sins may be wiped out and that times of refreshing may come from the Lord and that he may send the Messiah who has been appointed for you, even Jesus. Heaven must receive him until the time comes for God to restore everything, as he promised long ago through his holy prophets. For Moses said, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me among from your own people. You must listen to everything he says, and anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off from their people. Are you a new believer in Jesus and don't know where to start? First, let me say welcome to the family of God. It's so important to anchor yourself in the gospel and the finished work of Jesus. This powerful workbook includes foundational gospel truths to anchor your heart in new covenant reality and interactive journaling prompts to begin your relationship with Jesus. This workbook includes teaching based on the Word of God. It will help you understand precisely why you need a Savior, what Jesus has done for you, your new creation life in Him, and how to have a relationship with Him. Journal through the pages to dive deep into the heart of God for you as His child and increase your faith as you learn about our beautiful Savior. Be sure to pick up a copy of New Believer Workbook, Foundational Gospel Truths to Begin Your Relationship with Christ Jesus today. Links in the show notes, or you can pick up a copy at Amazon or ChristinaPereira.org/store. Indeed, beginning with Samuel, all the prophets have spoken and foretold of these days, and you are heirs of the prophet and of the covenant God made with your fathers. He said to Abraham, through your offspring, all peoples of the earth will be blessed. When God raises up his servant, he sent him first to you to bless you by turning each of you from your wicked ways. That's Acts 3:17-26, NIV. The word here in Greek for refreshing, according to Strong's exhaustive concordance, the word here in Greek for refreshing is defined as a recovery of breath, figuratively, revival. The revival coming will glorify Jesus and his finished work through the power of the Holy Spirit, and it will freely dispense mercy we do not deserve and cause men's hearts to change the way they think about. It is God's undeserved goodness and demonstration of God's mercy through the power of the Holy Spirit that witnesses Jesus to this hurting world. The Bible states that believers will cast out demons, demonstrate the power of God through the healing of the sick, for the laying on of hands, and do all that God has promised. The Apostle Paul talks about the crisis of faith that the Galatian believers suffered due to hearing a mixed gospel taught by false teachers who had infiltrated the church. This is Galatians 3:5. Paul asks, "Does God give you his spirit and work miracles among you because you observe the law or because you believe what you heard? I ask you today, does God give you his spirit and work miracles among you based on your goodness or his?" Wow. You see, many believers are having a crisis of faith because they've been taught a mixed gospel. But hallelujah, thanks be to God. God is restoring the true gospel and the goodness of God, the grace, the mercy of God to its full meaning in these last days. I want to share this testimony with you about a healing in Kroger that happened a few years ago. And so whenever I'm out doing errands, just doing life, right, I love to partner with the Holy Spirit and hear what he wants to do. And so one day I was at Kroger here, my local neighborhood Kroger in Virginia. And I met this woman who works there. She actually works in their floral department. And she started telling me about this horrible migraine she had been having. She said it had been going on for a couple of days and she's taken the medicine and it just really wasn't working. And I asked her if it was still hurting then. And she said, it is. And so right then and there in the midst of Kroger, I laid my hands on her and I rebuked it and I commanded that migraine to leave in the name of Jesus. And it absolutely did. It absolutely did. And so I asked her later, how are you feeling? Are you feeling better? And she said, wow, it's getting so much less. It's decreasing as we talk. And so I was rejoicing with her. And I said, okay, well, God's going to continue to heal you. Even tonight when you go to sleep, it's going to get less and less and less and less until you're all better. And so I blessed her and I went on my little merry way, finished my grocery shopping. And I think it was probably a month later I came back and I ran into her again. And she ran up to me. She just ran up to me. I could tell she had something really important to tell me. And she goes, you know that thing you did? She said, it's totally gone and I haven't gotten any migraines since. And she said, I used to get them every week. And for a whole month, I haven't gotten any since. And I was very quick to point it to Jesus. And I said, well, that thing I did, it was really Jesus. He's the one who healed your migraines. And she was like, that's amazing. You see, there's a whole world out there who haven't really seen or heard or been witnesses to the resurrection of Jesus. And right there in that moment, she became a witness to the resurrection of Jesus. Isn't that amazing? You see, that's the life that we've been invited into right there. And it's amazing, you know, there's nothing like it. And I could tell you more stories where I led my butcher in BJ's to Jesus, or this one was really fun. But one time I was in Jiffy Lube and I was praying and I was asking the Lord, is there anybody here you want to encourage? And I felt like he said, I want you to go heal that man's knee because his knee's really hurting. And so this was just so fun. I have to share this one too. So I go up to him and I said, by any chance, is your knee hurting? I said, because I believe Jesus would like to heal it today. And he goes, it is. I was like, can I pray for you? He was like, I don't know. I said, okay. And we were all sitting in the waiting room of this Jiffy Lube while our cars were being worked on. And so they just happened to have on the TV, I can't remember if it was like CBN or TBN. It was one of the Christian religious broadcasting channels. And I kid you not, they had a show going on and one of the show hosts looked straight at the camera and he said, God wants to heal somebody's knee right now. I kid you not. And the entire room had just witnessed this man reject my offer to pray for healing for his knee. He then turns to me and he goes, pray for my knee now. And so I had the privilege of praying for his knee there, and the Holy Spirit just erupted in the Jiffy Lube. So much so that the people in the back who are working on our vehicles, the store manager came and said, hey, can I talk to you real quick? And thinking that, oh, he wants to share something about my car. Maybe, you know, I need new brake pads, or I don't know. You know how they like to get you to buy more stuff, right? Thinking that he was saying about my car, he said, whatever you're doing out there, I want you to do that for me. And so right there, I began to prophesy and declare the goodness of God over that man. And so all it takes is just one step of faith, and God will meet you there. And I want to say this, never underestimate the power of a smile, a kind word, just the love of God. This world is so hungry. It's so hungry. And whatever you have to give, whether it's a testimony, whether it's an anointing that God has put in you, whether it's a smile, whether it's, you know, a compliment, you have something to give because Christ is within you, the hope of glory. You have something to give. And if you are baptized in the Holy Spirit and you are a believer, you are infilled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to pray today for you to receive more of the Holy Spirit if you want it. Isn't that amazing? And so it segues right into my next highlight. You're a partaker for the purpose. God has now given us weapons of righteousness, one right here and one right here. For the working of miracles to be his witnesses, we have become partakers of the promise of the Holy Spirit with a purpose. Jesus himself leaves us with the mission we are now to accomplish, known as the Great Commission. This is Mark 16:15-20. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe, he will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well. After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, sat down at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere. The Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied him. That's Mark 16:15-20. We must be his witnesses now. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but the world seems to be going to hell in a handbasket a lot faster than it has the last few decades. Jesus himself says that when we see these things, know that they are like birth pains, that the end is coming. And so he says what it is we are to recognize: wars, rumors of wars, famine, great darkness covering the people. But he says, do not be afraid, because over you, my glory will rise. The church will rise brighter and brighter and brighter. And so I want to share this with you. I had this dream, I think, back in December or January. I want to share this, because time is short. And so in my dream, my family and I were standing in our master bedroom. It was my husband, myself, and my daughter. And my husband was looking out the window of one of our windows in our master bedroom. And he looked out there and he turned to me and he said, honey, there's men and women standing in the clouds. And I said, what? And I knew immediately that it was the rapture. And so I ran over to the window and I looked through it, and sure enough, I saw men and women standing in the clouds in bodily form. And I knew. And I opened the window and I stood there just shaking and crying. And I wanted to say something, but I couldn't. I was so overcome with emotion. I was so overcome with the heart of God. And as badly as I want to be physically with Jesus in heaven, because he is everything, he's everything to me, I knew that right then and there, the people who were not going with us were about to face hardship like we have never experienced. I knew that some people's eternal lots were cast at that moment, because we are the light of the world. And once he snatches us out, it's going to be so much harder for people, and it's going to be so much darker. And so all I could think in my mind, and I could say it out loud because I want to come, it's not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet. A church, I've been saying this for years, but it's true. It's true. Now more than ever, now more than ever, we don't have time to play church anymore. We just don't. We don't have time for people to go and sit at buildings and think that that's the epitome of the Christian walk, when there's people around us every day whose eternities are being cast. I want you to think about this for a minute. Parents out there, every single person was dreamed up by God, created in his image. They are his children. They may be just your neighbor, but they are his children. I want you to think for a moment what it would be like to be separated from your child for all eternity, to watch him suffer, to watch him be tormented and condemned for all eternity. I want you to think for a moment what that would do to your heart watching your child. And now I want you to think about what that would do to God's heart. And it's not just one child he lost. I don't know how many will be there, but might be millions, might be billions. To be eternally separated from somebody that you dreamed up, you created, who looks like you, who was made to walk with you. You were made to indwell them and them indwell you in a life of love. That's what God sees. And this isn't meant to make you feel bad, but this is meant to give you God's perspective so that you can see that this isn't a joke. You see, each and every one of us has a role to play in this coming wave of revival. God's heart and desire are a people who are wholly sold out for him, with hearts that beat for him and his purpose. What's his purpose, you might ask? That all would change their minds about him through the demonstration of the Holy Spirit and the knowledge of Christ, that the earth would be filled with the glory and knowledge of the Son as the waters cover the sea. You and I, we share that privilege of being a part of this wave of believers who will demonstrate the resurrected Jesus to an unbelieving world before it's too late. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you. I thank you for every single person that will listen to this. And I ask you now to seal up the truths that I've shared within their hearts and their minds and their spirits. Holy Spirit, I thank you for giving them revelation and insight, not just to what they now have in Christ and the new covenant of grace through the power of the Holy Spirit, but what you are calling them to do in this wave of revival. Each and every one of you has a part to play. Whether it's in your neighborhood, whether it's at your job, whether it's in your family, whether it's in your local church, wherever it is, you have a role to play God, open the eyes of their heart that they would see where you are leading them, Holy Spirit, and baptize them, fill them afresh with your power and your glory, Jesus, that they may be your witnesses, God, not do witnessing, but be your witnesses, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I bless them now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, I hope and I pray this has been encouraging and enlightening and inspiring you to get out there and be his witnesses. I will have links to the original teaching where you can look this up on our blog at christinaferreira.org. And I would encourage you there to go and read it and read the scriptures and look it up for yourself. I love teaching in context so that you can see the meaning that I'm teaching is the exact meaning it was written in when the scriptures were written. So until next week, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of Jesus. God bless. Beloved, let me introduce you to my King. He is altogether lovely. No matter which way you turn him, he is perfection personified. He is velvet and steel. He is meekness and majesty. He is glory and humility. He is kindness and strength. He is altogether lovely, and he is my King, and he can be yours as well. All day long, he holds his hand that you might take, that you might turn one step, one grasp, one yes, one breath away from the arms of your loving Savior. Beloved, if you hear him calling today, do not harden your heart. The Bible declares that not one of us is guaranteed another moment upon this earth. So pray this prayer with me today and run into the arms of the one who loves you, who knows you best. Father, I ask you to forgive me for all of my sin, for all of the places that I have fallen short, God, of your glorious standard. I ask you now to send your Son into my heart, to be the forgiveness of my sin, to be my redemption, to be my righteousness, to be my holiness, to be my sanctification. I ask you to forgive me, to cleanse me, to fill me with your Spirit, your power, your glory, that I might bring glory to your name, Father. I thank you that I receive all of this by faith in the Son of God who loved me and who gave himself up for me. I thank you that I am now a child of God, fully forgiven, fully righteous, fully holy in your eyes. And I ask you to help me walk out this life in a way that pleases and honors you, Father. I thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done. I thank you for your love, for your kindness, for your great joy in saving me. And I thank you, Father, and I thank you, Holy Spirit. And I pray all of these things in your beautiful Son's name. Amen. If you've just prayed that prayer for the first time, I want to congratulate you. You are now a child of God, and all things are now yours. Keep listening to Revealing Jesus. Find a good Bible translation that makes sense to you, and keep hearing about our beautiful Savior Jesus. Please let us know. We want to continue to pray for you, and we want to send you a free PDF copy of our new believer workbook. Just go to christinaferreira.org/welcome-home. Enter your email address and we will be happy to send this free gift. And continue to pray for your journey. God bless. I sincerely hope and pray today's episode has blessed you. Now it's your turn to continue the conversation. We are all evangelists of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Like this episode, rate it, share it with a friend. If it's impacted your life, let them know that you want it to do the same in theirs. Help spread the word of the good news of Jesus. Subscribe to the mailing list and get episodes, articles, downloads, and more sent right to you. Link in show notes or just text Jesus to 1-833-815-7778. Again, that's Jesus, 1-833-815-7778. We would love to connect with you on social media. You can find us at Christina Prayer Ministries on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Until next week, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of Jesus. God bless.